9, 8, 7, 6. You have chosen to continue. Moving on to episode 2.
Hi, I'm JB, and thanks for coming back and joining me on the Unsigned Planet. We have some great stuff for you today, including some interviews, some great artists from the UK as well as the US. But firstly, we'll kick it off with Never Find Love by Nick Hall.
The Unsigned Planet.
Fly away into the sun. Drift away, wet your run. There's still time.
MySpace.com/Nick Hall Music if you want to go check him out. He's been doing the scene for a while now, so it's time we gave him the recognition he deserves.
The Unsigned Planet.
I had a lengthy conversation with this artist to whether he preferred Facebook or MySpace. I know that a lot of bands now have turned to Facebook and literally disowned their MySpace. If that's you, then let us know. We at The Unsigned Planet do have a Facebook, we do have a MySpace, so let us know what you're feeling out there towards the Facebook and the MySpace. Global Graffiti is my next act on the show. He has upped his game since his first few records. This is Global Graffiti, and I'm Wasted here on The Unsigned Planet.
This is insanity. A kid out of his brain.
Yeah, I'm wasted.
Yeah, my girl,
famous. Even Kirby flows, bitches, hoes, player traitors. I'm about to prove, screams of rats make it. I ain't about to hate it. Our party, I'm gnarly. Even Norris Barkley's jealous of my harmonies. Nah, I'm joking, there's a part of me that loves the scene. I'm cruising it. I'm about 40 ounce supernova, 420, smashes glass, bottles empty. I'm drunk and disorderly, so there's nothing important. See, man, the club scene's applauding me, bitch. I won't be ignored, G.
Dance if you're drunk. Dance if you're drunk. Dance if you're drunk.
If you're into the crunk music scene, then take a look at Global Graffiti. He's got a CD coming out called Insanity, A Kid Out of His Brain. He's definitely worth a look. Now, earlier this week, we went and met Matt from The Guzzards, and we discussed everything that was The Guzzards and The Unsigned Planet. This is how we got on.
I'm here with Matt from Norwich-based band The Guzzards. Thanks, Matt, for joining us today. How's it going?
I'm good, cheers.
There's a lot of our listeners who are yet to hear of The Guzzards. It would be a good start by you telling us what you guys are all about and a bit about yourself and what you do in the band.
Oh, wow. Like you said, we're from Norwich. We're a four-piece punk rock band. We've been around since 2005. I'm the lead singer and I play guitar. Recently, we've just signed with a small independent record label called Side Effect Records from Watford.
That's awesome. How'd that come about?
It's pure luck, really. We were just playing a gig down in Watford.
So you're going to be playing the first Unsigned Planet live show at the Wild Man in Norwich on the 22nd of January. We've been trying to encourage people to come out to this gig, but there's nothing better than one of the bands directly telling us why this will be an awesome night. So what should people expect?
It's going to be awesome, man. We've got Darko playing first. They're brilliant to watch. They're such a great bunch of lads. They're really technical, really, really entertaining. We ourselves have a new set. We've been practicing our asses off. It's just, I'm getting really annoyed with it now, but it is polished, you know. It should be really good. Aaron will be awesome to watch. He's got his wireless set.
As always, yeah.
He'll be jumping off something, the lights, the tables, the bar. And more importantly, it's free.
Well, indeed, that's every reason to come out to the Wild Man on the 22nd of January. People who have heard the Unsigned Planet before will know that we've played Darko on previous shows, so it's definitely worth a look. The Unsigned Planet are going on the road with The Guzzards and Room for One More in February. You're going to be providing us with a tour diary, giving our listeners insight into what it's like being an unsigned band on the road. Can you tell us what we should expect? I imagine a lot of crazy antics and a lot of drunkenness, no doubt.
Probably not. It'll probably just be cold, smelly and wet, if anything, like last year's weather's to go by. But hopefully we'll make it to Torquay for the 5th, which is our opening date. That should be awesome. Probably head down to the beach for a quick barbecue. finally, we'll finish up in Norwich, our hometown, obviously, with Goo Patrol from Fat Records.
Yeah, Goo Patrol are a big band in Norwich, so that'll be good to see both of you together. What is next for The Guzzards in 2011? I know you've got the tour coming up, but is there any more exciting news that we should tell your fans today on The Unsigned Planet?
Well, providing we actually survive the tour, hopefully we'll go on to record the bundles of material we've got just sitting there waiting to be recorded, and hopefully that'll lead to release at the end of the year.
With every guest that we have on the Unsigned Planet, we're going to do a quick fire question round. I'll give you two options, you tell me which one you'd prefer. Don't look so worried.
Okay, cool.
Men or women?
Women.
Guitar or bass?
Guitar.
Lager or cider?
Oh, I'm a lager man.
Cat or dog?
I like both, but I've got a cat, so I'll go with cats.
I can't stand cats. Facebook or MySpace?
MySpace is dead. You've got to go with Facebook.
You have indeed. I think a lot of bands would agree with that these days. We've got two questions at the end here. First one, who do you think in the last 10 years is the band that has sold out the most?
Sold out? I definitely grew up listening to a lot of Green Day. I loved Green Day when I was growing up, but when I finally got to see him in Milton Keynes a few years ago, I was just really disappointed. It was just horrible.
So Green Day is your sellout band, is it?
Green Day, indeed.
Now, every musician has a hero. Who is yours?
Hero? I couldn't narrow it down to one hero musically. I'd go for Heroes in Metallica, because every time I see Metallica play, it's just a big grin, massive grins.
I think that is a good choice, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with you. Thank you, Matt, for joining us today. We're now going to play your track here on the Unsigned Planet. Would you do the honours and introduce it for us?
Okay, cheers. Well, this is Greed by the Guzzards on the Unsigned Planet.
MySpace.com/TheGuzzards. If you log on to there, you'll see the 22nd of January date at the Wild Man in Norwich. The Guzzards, Darko, it all kicks off at 7 o'clock. Band start at 7:30. It's a free gig, so it's definitely worth coming down and checking out.
Rated Record.
Last episode, our rated record was Pocket Satellite and Toy Train. We received a lot of love for this band, so I'm hoping this next act will have the same impact. I came across this next artist by the usual MySpace expedition to find new music. When I heard this next song, it completely blew me away. Meteor Showers from California, USA, shows you everything he's about with this next track. With an album due in 2011, which will no doubt be a great listen, this is our rated record, Meteor Showers and Fireworks.
Louder tones of purple complement the circles in a three-dimensional state. I'll try to count the rotations and the seconds while the flowers seem so alive. the earth. Let me feel okay, 'cause now you've gone away.
That's another recommendation from the Unsigned Planet, Meteor Showers and Fireworks. Now our next show is the 30th of January. We have some great artists planned from the UK and Europe. We will also have our bags packed, ready for the Guzzards and room for one more tour, so we will be armed with plenty of material over the month of February. Keep supporting Unsigned Music, and remember, the Unsigned Planet, more than mainstream.
Thank you for listening to the Unsigned Planet. If you're a band and you want to get involved, then email a track to theunsignedplanet@gmail.com. Thanks to all the people who have listened. We will be back next week with some great bands and great tracks.